Audio Evolution presents Tulia, Race, Cocaine, and Corruption in a Small Texas Town by Nate Blakesley, read by James Bowles. Part 1. Prologue. March 20, 2003. Tom Coleman entered the courtroom of the Swisher County Courthouse on Thursday afternoon, March 20, 2003, wearing an Italian-style black leather jacket over a blue shirt and black tie. A sea of black faces in the packed gallery craned their necks to get a glimpse of him, but he did not return their gaze. Coleman kept his eyes fixed straight ahead, his head tilted slightly downward as he marched up the aisle toward the front of the small courtroom. It had become a familiar posture for the former narcotics officer over the preceding week. Each morning he had been forced to run a gauntlet of photographers and reporters waiting outside the courthouse for him. They had snapped countless photos of him scurrying up the steps of the courthouse's side entrance in his black cowboy hat and dark sunglasses, but he had spoken not a word. Today was the day they were all waiting for, the day he would have no choice but to take the stand and break his silence. Four satellite trucks were in the parking lot, waiting to beam news of his testimony from this tiny West Texas town to the world. The courtroom on the second floor of the Swisher County Courthouse was not designed with great deeds in mind. It is a utilitarian facility,